Welcome to episode 226 of the Active Photographer podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. The process of collaboration between a photographer and a client is often a very fluid one, starting with the very first conversation where details are discussed and a plan begins to form. Working out what is required versus what can be achieved whilst sticking to a given budget can be really challenging. And in this week's show, you join me as I head back from one such meeting. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 226. It's just after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and as I record this, I am driving along the motorway. I've just had a 2-hour meeting over coffee where myself and the client were having a chat about photography, which we're looking to do in the coming months. Now, the first thing to say is that most of the meetings that I have these days are carried out in coffee shops or bistros, bars, that sort of thing. It's not often that I actually go to people's offices to have chats. There's social media, there's email, there's the phone, of course. But when it comes to actually sitting down and talking about photography requirements, I find that it works very well to go and have an informal coffee. There's always Wi-Fi. You can take your iPad or your laptop or even just your phone to show pictures and talk about ideas. Now, regular listeners will know that I still use a traditional notebook and pen. That was there again today just to make notes as we go along. I find it's a process that works very well for me. Obviously, it's not for everyone. But it was an interesting meeting because it was one of those instances where you go into it knowing that more likely than not, what the client has got in mind is not necessarily what is going to be possible with the budget that they have. Now, it's not that there isn't a budget, of course there is, but it is a case, as I've talked about before, about managing expectations. So what was good for me was to sit down and say, look, first of all, you haven't told me anything really about what this project is about, which is fine. Give me the rundown, the basics of what it is that you're requiring in terms of images, what the output is going to be. So, for example, is it, and I should say this is a commercial client as opposed to a magazine. So, is it a website? Is it mostly for social media? Is it for a printed brochure, for example? And that was a good starting point. And it turns out that, yes, there were stills pictures, but there was also the view that they want to produce a very short video. And when I say very short, we're talking in terms of seconds to appear on the opening page of a new website rather than something like a 5-minute feature video. That said, in conversation, it turns out that I was able to say, well, did you see this little video that I shot or this behind the scenes? These are things to bear in mind. And it turns out that the nature of those little videos that I had produced, that was a sort of thing that kind of was required. So that was a good starting point. Now, when it came to photography, of course, there are various considerations. We're talking about a product that this company produces, but not studio shots. We're talking about this product being shown in its natural environment, i.e., down by the water, on a hillside, people that use this product outdoors. And what actually transpired from that, which is not at all surprising, and I had this in mind already, was that, as is often the case, you, for a certain type of imagery, if it's illustrative, it's like with advertising, it doesn't sell the product, it sells the lifestyle. It's about aspiration and inspiration and suggesting that look at these lovely settings, environments where our product will help you to have a more comfortable, enjoyable time out in the field. And so once we had got to the bottom of that, then it was a case of saying, right, let's look at some images that I've shot that are in my portfolio that I've produced for other clients or for myself, for my portfolio, or it could even be shots that were that came about through them being behind the scenes pictures of I don't know, test review trips that I've done, or needing to take pictures for a feature that I've written. And you guys will be aware of those sort of images that I've spoken about. And so what's interesting is that in the process of talking through requirements versus what can be produced, we didn't actually talk about the budget at all until the very end. And there's, you know, there are different ways to go about this. And a lot of people, when they're talking about getting involved in photography, being a photographer, is a very scary thing, or can be a very scary thing, to talk about budgets. But let's say, for argument's sake, that you know that what a client wants and has in their mind is probably going to cost them, for argument's sake, we'd say £1,000. If they were to turn around and say, okay, I've got £500 to spend in the budget, does that equate to half the work? Well, actually, no, it doesn't. But it doesn't mean that they're not going to get what they want. It's about managing expectations, as I say. It's about thinking through the logistics of where the pictures are going to be taken, how much time it's going to take, where the pictures are going to be used, whether they're going to be licensed, all this sort of thing. And it came to the end of, or near the end of our conversation, and so I said, well, you know, okay, that's great. It would help me a great deal to know what your budget is. A figure was given, and that was a figure which was set to cover a new website and the stuff that goes into that, which is not something that I deal with, but it also covers photography, it covers video, and all the things that might be involved. So the way things have been left is that I'm going to go away, think over everything that was discussed, and let's talk about the logistics of putting together a photo shoot. It's not, and this is a bit of a cliche, but it is often, not in terms of this client, they have a good understanding, but it's for a lot of clients that maybe are commissioning photography for the first time or aren't so clued up on it. It is, as the cliche goes, it's not a case of just turning up, pressing a button, off you go, and then you get your pictures. There is the logistics involved, that is orchestrating the photo shoot. Where is it going to be? Who's going to be involved? Does it involve models? Does it involve products? Shipping them to a location, whether that's in the back of a van or just being able to be carried in a backpack. How many products are involved? How many shots are required in the end? And like I say, the company involved, they've got a fair idea of what's involved. The person that I was talking to has known me. I've known them for a very long time, in the grand scheme of things. So, you know, we're off to a good start. And it's a case of saying, well, this is, broadly speaking, this is the overall budget. And we are fully aware that because the person I'm dealing with is not the boss, it has to be run past someone, the figure. I'm going to go back to him and I'm going to say, right, you know, this is what we talked about. This is realistically what it's going to cost. There is a fair chance that they are going to come back to me and say, do you know what? The boss is not going to be, you know, that's maybe not going to work. What can we do? And so you go back to it and you say, okay, we have already touched on this. For example, there are things like they want a video produced as well as the stills. The logistics of shooting the video as well and all that's involved. If it's a very short piece and it's a number of scenarios showing, and it's quite a simple idea that they've got in mind, if it's showing someone or, you know, a pair of feet walking through an environment, for example, or a bike going along or whatever it might be, there are ways around it. You might think, okay, it might be nice to have this progression over a course of, say, four scenarios, but to save money, to save time and all the rest of it, what you could do is use the still images and sequence them together with a bit of a break between them, and there are ways to go around it and what have you. Hopefully that won't be the case, but they're, you know, it's good to be upfront and talk through things even before you know whether you're going to get the complete okay and go ahead, or whether you might have to make some sort of a compromise. So, very positive meeting, some ideas that were thrown around. Now, I just want to talk about the idea, for those of you who are looking to build a client base that are keen to talk to new clients, get them on board, all the rest of it. There was a time where I used to do a lot of networking, and I would be in a room full of people who, of course, you're wanting to impress and who are there looking to think about photography. And, you know, I'd say to them, stand there and talk to people. I say, look, I've got a portfolio with me. Anyone that wants to look at images, talk about ideas, that's fine. I've got it. That was great. And then the world changed to being more digital, and it was a case of saying, go to my website, there's an online portfolio you can browse and get in touch, what have you. Then social media became a bigger thing, and that had its impact. Now, it's kind of gone back the other way, that a lot of companies want to have a meeting with you to sit and look at a portfolio. So you can sit there with a traditional book that you've had printed, which is a very good idea, or you can sit there with your iPad or your laptop. And I've heard of photographers that have gone to a meeting where they've taken their printed book, their portfolio, and an iPad, and actually the client, in a room full of people in, say, the communications or creative department, they've been more interested to see the printed portfolio handed around, which is very interesting, I think, to see the way that things have come full circle. Now, because of the where we were in a cafe and all the rest of it, I just had my laptop and we looked over some pictures, and those pictures turned out to be ones that I was able to look at my Instagram feed for the behind-the-scenes shots to discuss ideas. They were also ones that were, say, in a presentation that was all about the outdoors and this sort of thing. They were all readily on hand. I didn't have to prepare a set portfolio or a set display of images. They were typical shots which fitted the bill, which is great. And, you know, The guy was saying, oh, we've got this sort of idea, we've got this sort of shot in mind, and I was able to say, did it look a little bit like this? And he said, yes, that's exactly it, that's the sort of thing, maybe take this out or change that, but that is exactly the sort of thing. And that's good, because it shows me that the sort of images that I have ready to go to show people, to talk about, are hitting the nail on the head a lot of the time. They're suitable, they're shot in the right sort of way. My approach to it is suitable, and it's really good. So, like I say, it was a really good positive meeting. And just on this idea of having these meetings with people, whether you phone up a company or whoever and say, are you looking for photography at the moment? May I come by and show you my portfolio? Or whoever it is that's in, that is responsible for commissioning photography, could we maybe meet for a coffee or something? You know, to be able to have those conversations, it's good to have something ready to go that you know is going to do the job. So very positive. And as we were walking away, we were talking about, you know, do you, people that sort of charge for meetings or not, or what have you. Now, bear with me a second. I'm just going to park up here. You know, I didn't charge for like a creative meeting or anything like that. Let's wait for this delivery van to go by. Like I say, it's someone that I've known for a good while. But it, you know, it's important for me to have a good idea of what they want and, you know, talk about the photography and all this sort of thing. And he was saying, look, this has cost you to come over to meet up, to talk about the photography requirements. You know, I bought him a coffee. It's not about who pays for what. All those things count, having the right images to show. if it's a new client or would-be client, it's good to have a do a bit of research, see who's who, what the products are, where they are marketed and how they go about publicising them and all this sort of thing. So that's kind of it. So quite a short sort of little podcast about that today. But interestingly, I've got another new would-be client that I've actually got to, I've been asked to quote for, and that's coming up over the next day or so. And they've sent me a very broad brief saying, you know, we need 5 to 10 shots of, in total, something of this and that and this and that, and also going to be doing, we need stuff on location, different budget perhaps, different products certainly, but all the things that I've spoken about kind of tie in. So this would-be client, this other company, I met them at an outdoors event. They liked some of the pictures that I just showed them on my phone. It was literally nothing more than the fact that we had Wi-Fi connection. I was able to look at the portfolio section on my website. Just at that point, they weren't even talking about photographing for them. We were just talking about the use of photography, just catching up and all the rest of it. And I happened to scroll through a few pictures and that was that. And then later that day, I swung by and we were just chatting again, just saying hello in passing. They said about they would have a requirement for photography. And I was told, oh, yeah, I really like those pictures that you showed me on your phone. And to me, it was, yeah, there was no hard sell. I wasn't angling for work. It was just a case of showing some pictures. But it was those pictures that were ready to go on my phone. They weren't even a portfolio that I had ready to go. It was just on my website, my main website, that I was able to stream to show them. That was enough to take the next step, where they've sent me information about their requirements. So that's interesting. But all these techniques, we'll call them techniques because I suppose that is what it is. It's one thing having the pictures, but you need to have the right pictures ready to go, have the right way about you in talking and just trying to just understand what the client's after or would-be client is after. And, you know, just take it from there. It's I personally don't like hard sell, and I think a majority of people don't. And if you are, let's face it, you know, you're essentially trying to get business off people, but there is a way to go about it. And if you're too hard sell with it, you are going to put people off. And that's just how it is. So, you know, had this meeting, very productive, fairly informal. This other one I've got to quote for is along similar lines, not so dissimilar actually, but just a little bit more consideration to give. But again, you don't want, and I said this to this person today, you don't want people to, if you quote, to say, no, too expensive, not doing it. You want to have that understanding where you can say, without necessarily saying to them, you know, you don't want to say to them, if this is out of your budget, let me know and I will review it. You don't want to say that, but you need that understanding where you want to have people on board enough to say, here is what you've told me, this is what I think is going to be involved, and this is the fee for doing that. You want them to be able to come back to you that either they will say, okay, that's fine, lovely, when can we schedule it in and move things forward? Or if they do say, oh, it's, you know, our budget, it's a little bit more than we were thinking, then you say, okay, well, fine. You know, obviously I was working to the brief or the requirements that you detailed. It would be helpful at this point to know what your brief, what your budget is. And then they can say, okay, you came in at X amount. Realistically, this is what we've got to work with, X amount. What can you do? And then you think, okay, well, how much do I want to work with this company? And then you think, is it going to be good for me, for my publicity, for my portfolio, for all that sort of thing? And you'd say, well, great, okay, well, I know you need these shots. As I see it, these are going to be your main pictures, but these ones are supporting shots. These are also important. How about for X amount, we do this and this, or tell you what, we'll call it X amount. And sometimes, you know, you can, there are different, and this is perhaps getting a little bit off topic, but, you know, you can factor in a buffer so that if you do have to negotiate or get knocked down, if we call it that, you think, do you know what, that was the amount that I was prepared to work for, that bit was a buffer, no big deal. It depends on so many factors. But that's the way to go about it. And I suppose if you're new to photography in terms of being paid for taking pictures, it's tricky to know where to start. And even now, you know, the market shifts and expectations and things shift. And it's a case of being aware, and nothing wrong with talking to other photographers. Not necessarily to say, how much do you charge? I mean, I was talking to a photographer friend of mine this morning, actually, before I headed out. Just happened to swing by my place to return some kit that I'd lent. We just got talking about fees and all the rest of it, and we're talking about day rates. And I said, well, look, for this kind of level of client, this is what I would charge. And he says, yeah, that's about right. That's what I would do as well. We both know that there are other clients that we work for that have a higher budget, and those that are lower. If you think, do you know what, I can fit that in quickly today, no big deal. It's not a big earner, but it's, you know, it's extra money, and you know, it's good to keep the ball rolling, keep in with people. You do that. It's all a very fluid process. So just to round off, to bring it back to the conversation that I had today and what have you, really looking forward to following this through, confirming a few details, what have you, because the shots that are involved, they are not product shots in a studio. We've done that in the past with this company. They are not even products blatantly put in a picture on location. It's more, you know, telling a story, illustrating the lifestyle, how the environment in which you would use these products. And that's what's, you know, I'm really interested and excited about. Weather plays a factor at the moment. A lot of you know that I love the autumn, winter, and a lot of the pictures that we're talking about are going to be colder weather shots, where realistically it's probably going to be a case of getting up at like 5:30 in the morning to start preparing to get places. It might be a case of setting up on location with flasks of tea or, you know, little stove, making everyone bacon sandwiches or something, you know, just to, that's what I love. You know, And but of course you get all the behind the scenes, and this is what we were talking about as well. I said, make the most of this. Little videos, put it on your Instagram, Facebook pages. I might do a little behind the scenes video for you guys so that you can see that process of those shoots. You know, all that sort of thing is really good. I'm really looking forward to it, but it is a process of just seeing it through. Once we've got the okay, then we can confirm on the details, think about days, times, locations, who's involved. And it, you know, there are, for this, models required, but I have people that are involved in the outdoors that hopefully will be able to come and be involved. There are lots of logistical issues to deal with. Anyway, that is a very brief overview. The rest of my day, like I say, thinking about that, thinking about the other quote, I've got some other bits and bobs to do. As I record this, it's a Monday morning, so just getting the week off to a start, following up things from the end of last week, emails and all sorts of odds and ends. You know, it's not unusual for a Monday morning. Also some feature writing stuff. I've got to send features, make phone calls, all this sort of thing. So there we go. Very quick overview of today so far and some of the issues. If you've got any questions, of course, as ever, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there. Discussions are ongoing, but of course, as and when the photography for the client in question goes ahead, I'll be sure to bring you updates. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.